30. The Dinner Guest. My new employer told me that they needed someone with my capabilities to lead their unpopular forest clearing campaign. They said I was the best candidate for the job. I was a canny negotiator and a very capable speaker. To me, it was just a matter of being candid with the resident natives. I would captivate them with money before telling them that we needed to deforest their land. Then I could easily calculate and negotiate a reasonable price. I got the job, rather easily, I thought. The company directed me to travel into the wilderness by boat to canvass the resident natives. The night before the trip, I weighed myself. Could the calibration on this scale be correct? I said to myself. I guess I better cancel my dinner plans, otherwise the boat might sink. But I knew that such a cancellation would make me too sad to travel, so I ate my usual meal. The boat was capacious. The boat's large canopy was made of green and brown canvas. It served as a nice camouflage for the boat. We floated down through the canyon for hours until we finally stopped. "You'll travel by foot now, alone," the boat captain said. He filled my water bottle to capacity and pointed the way with a strange smile. Not long after, I ran into a resident native. He led me deep into the forest where I met their chief. He smiled and said, "You've had a long trip. My family would love to have you for dinner." Expecting a feast, I replied, "I'd be honored." "Well, I've been in captivity for several hours now, awaiting the feast. What a pity. I was prepared for everything but cannibalism."